The message of salvation comes to us as a message by grace alone, through our faith alone that receives it, through the message of the scriptures and their authority alone, through Christ alone, to the glory of God alone. Which means all of this is to show and declare the character of our God, what he is truly like, what people need to be remembered of, the glory of God alone. Mark, would you come?
Oh, the depths of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his paths beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has ever been his counselor? Who has ever given to God that God should repay them? For from him and through him and for him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
The glory of God is his beauty. The glory of God is his majesty. The glory of God is what Isaiah saw in Isaiah chapter 6 as he beheld the glory of the beauty of the Lord in the temple. And he fell on his face and he was afraid that he was a dead man because he could not stand in the glory of God. I don't know about you, but I have way too thin an experience and picture of what God's glory is, of what he is truly like. But this is the message that reveals to us what he is truly like. To dispel all fears, to correct all wrongs, God is glorious, and in that glory he is good. And in that goodness he is full of grace. It is to God's glory that he wants to show us his grace. That's what he's like. He's a God that wants to show us his grace and to pour it out upon us, though undeserving, unworthy, that we are. That is the kind of God that he is. He loves to do good, even to those who are his enemies, so that he might win them back as his friends. To God alone be glory. That's really why he's done it. To show for us his reputation, to show for us his name, to show for us what his character is like, and to be able to share it with you and I forever. He invites us into his presence forever. Psalm 29:2, ascribe to the Lord the glory do his name. It is from our lips and our mouths that we proclaim God's glory. Psalm 72:19 wants that the whole earth be filled with the glory of the Lord. Paul in Romans 15:17 says, I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God. The glory of our God is our goal. The glory of our God is his character, his sterling, spotless character that he has demonstrated to us. There is no greater gift, there is no greater goal, there is no greater end. The only reason that God saved you is because he loves you with all his heart. He loves you with all his heart, with all his might, and he wants you to have a relationship with him. And you know, I don't know about you, but that tells me he is so good. His goodness is beyond our comprehension and our understanding, and it makes him so happy to show it. He's happy to bring a man home as his son. He's happy to bring a woman home as his daughter and to share. Our world is filled with people who just want to grab and take for themselves and not share. And God is a sharing, an infinitely sharing God. And that calls for our
on the throne and unto the Lamb.
message of today is a message of faith that there is an ultimate reality that is beyond this and beyond now. And that ultimate reality addresses the God who is the one true God, our separation from Him in life because of our choices, and all that He has done to make it possible that we can be restored to a relationship with Him. And that's the message. But we're here today because of the legacy of one man. And that man was named Martin Luther. Martin Luther wouldn't want a lot of attention. He was a humble monk. We're not here to exalt Martin Luther. He was a very highly flawed man like you or like me. But Martin Luther was a man who on one night in his life had an Apostle Paul kind of experience in a thunderstorm. And he was terrified and he turned his life over to the Lord. And he became available because he was in the right place at the right time. The scriptures impacted an ordinary life. Not too different from you or me. Just trying to make sense of things, trying to figure out how to do what he needed to get eternal life. The scriptures impacted an ordinary life. And Martin Luther listened, and the grace of God exploded into the world. I don't know about you, but I feel kind of ordinary. Mm-hmm. How many of you just feel like you're an ordinary person? Yeah. So what's stopping us from having an impact? Are we content to just be an ordinary person in a little hidey place, not doing anything? You know, what could God do in your life to impact people through you? I don't know that you're going to be the next Martin Luther, but how many people could be impacted because of the grace of God in your life? Why not? That's what Reformation is about. Not just looking back to some ancient, crusty, dusty, old event, but realize that God is always in the business of reforming, of changing us by His grace, through our faith, from the message of the Word, in our faith in Christ and for His glory, because God wants to show what He can do in you for other people. That is what He desires. So will you? Will you say, okay, Lord, I'll at least listen. When you knock at the door of my heart, I'm at least going to listen and say, here I am, what do you want? I'll do it. That's what Martin Luther did. Why not you? Why not me? One of the passages that was transforming for Martin Luther is Psalm 46. I'd like us to stand and read it together. And then sing the song that he wrote, that is, in a sense, the hymn of the Reformation and the hymn of the truth to you and me in all ages. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not be afraid, though the earth trembles and the mountains topple into the depths of the seas, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with its turmoil. There is a river, its streams delight the city of God, the holy dwelling place of the Most High. God is within her. She will not be toppled. God will help her when the morning dawns. Nations rage, kingdoms topple, the earth melts when he lifts his voice. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come, see the works of the Lord, who brings devastation on the earth, who makes wars cease throughout the earth. He shatters bows and cuts spears to pieces. He burns up the chariots. Stop your fighting and know that I am God exalted among the nations, exalted on the earth. Yahweh of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. In the strong name of God our Father, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit who brings the presence of God into your very life to lead you and to fill you. Go with strength and confidence, because he who did that work 500 years ago is the same one who's doing that work today, is the same one who did that work of raising Jesus from the dead to give you and me life. Go serve him. Go trust him. For the glory of God, to God alone be the glory.